Congress. Sir, before we get started, what is your name, sir?
It's Daniel Alvarez.
Okay, Mr. Alvarez, once again, would you state your name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
It's Daniel Alvarez, 325088.
Okay, sir, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Commissary for your revocation hearing regarding a run allegation on your ward. And based upon information that I have, we were notified of this hearing back on November the 30th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today, and I would like to introduce them to you one by one. To your right, on your right side, you will see the Honorable Mr. Leo Caronis. Next to him, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. The other side of myself, the Honorable Mr. Neal Rittenhouse. On the other side of hers, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And my name is C.T. Wright, and I'm going to serve as your panel lead for your hearing this afternoon. We also have in the room with us this afternoon, and that is the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today, sir. One quick question, Mr. Alvarez and Mr. Westby, both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God, and we so affirm.
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Alvarez, you have one allegation on your word. I am going to read it once I read it, but you tell me whether it's true or false, sir. And it reads that you have violated Arizona conditions of supervision number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, May 14, 2018. After being discharged from your approved residence at Reborn Assistance at 2546 West Earnwood Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on May 13, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under surrender from supervision. And that is that twice, but we only need it for one time. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Alvarez, I move the crime that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Caronis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, you're going into phase two of your hearing. And in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. Well, to begin phase two, we're going to get some background information on you for the Department of Corrections. Once we get that, then we're going to come back and talk to you before the board will make this decision. So at this time, the Honorable Mr. Westby, would you give us some background information, sir?
On April 18, 2018, Mr. Alvarez was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 16, 2018 by Tolleson PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 16, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of January 26, 2019, 186 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 2-1, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary violations. All arrests on record resulted in charges that were not filed. His community risk score is a G1-D2.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Westby, sir. I'm just going to make a ask a few questions, sir, as it relates to your case supervision summary. Based on the information that I see here, you were approved initially to stay at the Reborn in Phoenix, and then you were discharged from Reborn and were admitted to using amphetamines, and this was the offender's last known address. Did you reside anywhere else, sir, aside from at Reborn, sir?
Yes, I just, I admitted to that and I left and I called my parole days later, and that's when he told me to meet him, but I couldn't meet him because it was just too far. By the time I got on the bus and I called him, he said I already had scouted.
And so after you found out that he had already issued the warrant, so what did you do then, sir? It seemed to me that you were scummy for 100 plus days, so what did you do, and what did you do during that period, sir?
I went to my aunt's house. I stayed there, and I tried to work here and there, and I just kind of just stayed there. And didn't go out too much or nothing.
But you didn't call your parole officer, or you didn't contact your parole officer to tell him that you were residing at your aunt's house, sir?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And I do show that you had, I believe you had employment over at Hickman's Farms. How long were you employed over there, sir?
It was just for like a couple weeks while I was at Reborn.
While you were at Reborn, okay. Exactly what were you doing there at Hickman's Farms, sir? What were you doing?
I was packaging and loading the eggs and stuff.
Okay. Is that a good job, or does it pay well when you get out, or do you plan to do something else when you get out, sir?
Oh, well, my plan to get out, I was going to go to this tent service called Ameritents, and they hired me pretty fast most of the time. I just started with them, and or if not, I'm going to go to this place called Allied Forces, where they pay daily, so maybe that could help me out, just get moving like day-to-day pay, so I could help out with wherever I stay, rent and stuff, so I get ahead of time.
And what is your aunt live, the one that you resided with? You said you lived with your aunt for a while. Did she live in Phoenix or where?
She lives in Tulsa.
Oh, in Tulsa, okay.
Yeah.
And I believe, and I stand to be corrected on this one, but I believe that when that Mr. Westby said that when you were arrested by the Tulsa Police Department. Why did they pick you up, sir? What was going on there, sir?
I had just left the hospital, so I was walking back home, and I crossed by where there's like a hotel, and they just stopped me and asked me, what was I doing around there? Mm-hmm. I was trying to look for a phone to use.
So they just picked you up and brought you back in, and most days determined that you had a warrant. You said you was coming from the hospital. What were you coming from the hospital for, sir? What was going on there?
I had a bad headache the night before. I had migraines here and there, so my girlfriend took me early in the morning over there, but by the time I came out, I was done, she wasn't there, so I took out walking, and that's when I got close to Tomlinson, and they picked me up at the hotel.
So you still have a problem with your headache, or have you gotten kind of rid of your headache, sir?
No, it comes once in a while, but I'm
just
fine.
Okay, we're glad to hear that. Okay, this time, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you. Questions, board members? I don't see any questions coming from other board members at this time, sir. However, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. We'll give you an opportunity to make a final statement before the board goes into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board this afternoon, sir?
No, I just want to get out of here and go home already. That's it.
Okay, sir.
Anything. Yeah. That's basically it. I don't
want to
stay here anymore.
Well, I can understand that and appreciate it, sir. However, now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. I find that Mr. Alvarez to be a very interesting young man to speak with. I think that he feels that he's getting his act together. I think he's about 34 years of age, and it's about time for him to get his act together so that, because this is his first time being in the room. So that's just what the interesting thing is. This is the first time, and you just end up for 1 year, but then you ended up absconding. If it was not for the absconding, I would be ready to let him out now. But because of that absconding, I think it would be best for him just to complete his term, which will be completed 1 month from today, on January 26th. And think if he can put a plan together, and when he comes out on January 26th, hopefully he's learned his lesson and he will never be incarcerated again. He can come back and be with his aunt and with his friends, say, and live a productive life. But that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Hearing nothing from other board members, and I'm going to move to find that Mr. Alvarez be violated the terms and conditions of his supervision as determined in warrant number 2018-W1639, as well as the fact that he absconded for over 180 days, and he was picked up by the Towson Police Department, and they found that warrant. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Okay. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kowalski, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, here it is coming to an end. The board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. However, as I stated, you will be out on January the 26th, 2019, 1 month from today. I believe the day is December the 26th. So at that time, sir, we don't want to see you in Orange again. This is your first time. Please don't let that be a second time. We want to see you. We want to wave at you the next time out in the community. And at this point, we want to say Happy New Year and never to see you again in Orange. Thank you. The hearing is over. And pass the phone to the next inmate, sir.